Rockies Insider with the Rockies Insider himself, Patrick Lyons, talking about the business of baseball in Colorado right now. It's the Colorado Rockies. It's the return of the Colorado Springs Sky Sox, the business side of baseball. The Rockies on Tuesday unveiled their first patch sponsor. I'd caught some wind of this at the last homestand and tried to poke around to find more information out. Heard that it was going to be York Systems. That was what I was told at first. Found out it was York Space Systems. Didn't really know how they fit in other than that they are a local Denver area company. They're more an Aurora than anything. And couldn't get any more information than that. But Rockies make the announcement official. Rockies and York Space Systems is a Denver-based leader in aerospace and defense technology. This deal will go for the next 5.5 years. So the end of this season, that's the half, and then the next five, continuing to the 2030 season. And you probably want to know what this looks like. This is why if you're listening on the podcast side of things, got to get over, make sure you're subscribed to the video side. So even if after the fact you just want to go and get some of the visuals on things, you can do that. But the two poster boys, Hunter Goodman and Ezekiel Tovar, man, if Goodman had been on the IL when they unveiled these photographs on Tuesday and Tovar already been there, that would that have been a bad omen? I don't know. Those are still your two guys, of course, the faces of this team right now to some degree. I think it looks a little bit better having two hitters there versus, you know, having a pitcher where it might not look as clear, might be a little imbalanced. These patches always go on for hitters. They go on the side that faces the pitcher because you got that center field camera. So you want to, when you're shooting from center field, hey, you want all your advertising dollars to go as far as possible, and you want to see your company's name. So if you're a right-handed hitter, that patch is going to be on the left-hand side. If you are a left-handed hitter, your patch is going to be on your right sleeve because that's the sleeve that faces the pitcher and the center field camera. And then when it comes to pitchers, I can't remember which one it is. Maybe it's the throwing arm. See, I don't know. Let me know in the chat. I've failed you on that one because I feel like you can make the case for both ways. But when guys are in the windup, I feel like you see the left arm a lot more if we're talking about a right-handed pitcher. But that camera from center field is going to get the right arm of the right-handed pitcher. So I'm not sure which one it is. Here's Goodman batting with the patch sleeve. And I think I like how this looks too. A lot of patches will get criticism for clashing. And when you have got an all-white jersey like this, with pinstripes, but when you have a white jersey like this for the Rockies, I think anything is probably going to stand out more than the average fan would like. But I think this looks good. I think they did a good job with the black patch and the white text. And the reason I say good job is because this is what typically you see as the logo for the York Space Systems. It's actually a white background with black text. And I think if you had a white patch with the black text, I think it would very much get lost, which York Space Systems isn't going to like. And I think it might not look great just on the jersey in general because you've got the pinstripes broken up by this patch. As it were, you don't have that happening at all. You do have the black patch on there with the white text. Big, it just says York and then Space Systems, not to be confused with the peppermint patty. What else do we have to say about York Space Systems? It's important to note that it is the first aerospace company in history to partner on a jersey patch in any sport, which cool for them. It's a relatively young company. They've only been around since 2012. They got 6 locations in the Denver metro area and 5 others nationally. This isn't a company where you're going to go into their store and buy merchandise. It's not a retail store. Again, they work in aerospace engineer. The patch is 4 inches wide by 2.5 inches high. And oh, there you go. It's in the press release. It's going to be on the throwing arm for all pitchers. And it's going to be on the left sleeve for coaches. Why did they choose the left sleeve? That is a good question. Are there maybe more bullpens on one side over the other? Although the right arm is usually where you're going to see a manager say, hey, let's go to the righty. There's more righty relievers than lefties. So you'd argue you'd want to see it on the right. I think there's more bullpens in right field. So you'd have the body language would be facing the bullpen. I guess it would also depend on where the camera well was located. But they got camera wells on both sides. Move on. I am. 5.5 year partnership, which nice to see. Rockies were one of the last ones. I think there was only like five at the beginning of this year or since the start of the season. A couple more teams have it. So I think the Rockies are, well, they're certainly one of the last. So we'll see what happens. You're also going to start to see York space systems on the field itself. They're going to now start calling that wire cam that goes along the third baseline and the first baseline. Actually, no, it only goes down the third baseline. That's going to be called the York wire cam. So a lot more advertisements for York space systems. There's that STEM component, right? So that's going to be great for all of the, youth initiatives and education initiatives that the Rockies have. And this becomes, the first major deal for executive VP Walker Monfort. A coincidence that these things are tied together and have been done in this order? No, again, understanding business, this is what you do, and this is how you make Walker Monfort look, that much better. In a press release, Walker Monfort, said, "We're thrilled to welcome York to the Rockies family for many years to come. This partnership not only breaks new ground in sports marketing, but it also unites two Denver-based organizations committed to achieving our goals together." And that makes sense that the Rockies would go with a local company. And most of the patch sponsors have been something local versus, trying to get the most money possible and then doing something national. And the Rockies, as one of those loyal and family-based companies, right? Those ties to families, make sense that they would end up going local. I'm also curious, is the patch going to stay black for the City Connect? There's no black in the City Connect. There's also no white in the City Connect. So you can't even go with the real York Space Systems logo of white with black lettering. Are they going to have slightly different coloring? I don't know. I think the white patch is going to stand out, but not in a good way. I think the black one isn't going to be great either. And sure, it'll be bothersome to a lot of fans at first. And then, like with all things, I think you'll get over it. I think we'll all get over it. We'll all not even notice it as well. Those are my 2 cents on that. Upper Deck Golf is back for the Rockies. If you're into that in the offseason, if you golf, they don't have dates. It's going to be this fall. You get to play a round of golf throughout Coors Field. You got the custom greens. They're playing music. You have some adult beverages. They got early tee times. They've got late evening tee times for these two player groups. They've got VIP tiers. What does that mean? I don't know. But registration is going to come in August. Registration for tee times. You can register now for early access. I don't know why. I don't know what you're getting. Does that help you in the queue? Maybe. But registration tee times will open in August. So just sign up now. Now, the other big piece of news that came out, it's big for me. It's interesting. And it's a topic that I think if you're not paying attention to it, you might not really be aware of what's going on. Maybe you've heard some rumblings, but we do have to say rest in peace to the Northern Colorado Owls and long live the Colorado Springs Sky Sox. So history of the Northern Colorado Owls is somewhat of a sordid one. Owner Jeff Katofsky moved the Orem Owls to Northern Colorado in 2021. He had plans to do this before that point, and as part of the Pioneer League, and then unfortunately the announcements came out that Major League Baseball was looking to shrink Minor League Baseball by 40 teams. It ended up being 43 because three independent league teams jumped in and affiliated baseball, and the entire Pioneer League did not survive. So Orem, they get out of there, and they go to Northern Colorado, to Windsor, Colorado, and are rebranded as the Northern Colorado Owls. Their plan was to build something called the Future Legends Complex. And these were, really lofty goals. And they were goals I thought that were achievable. This was actually the second idea that they had, a second iteration. The original was called the Rocky Mountain Sports Park. It was originally proposed in 2017 as a series of minor league baseball, youth sports fields with a minor league stadium, minor league size stadium, some retail spots, hotels, had a $225 million price tag to become one of the top youth sports locations in the country. And Future Legends Complex was supposed to follow in that vision. And they had investment from a lot of notable names, Torrey Hunter, Ryan Spielborgs, Carlos Gonzalez. They had a 118-acre sports complex that was looking to compete with, like, you know, with the likes of Cooperstown. You're never going to compete with Cooperstown in terms of going to the museum and the Hall of Fame that's there and the history, but you can in terms of the accommodations, having a hotel right there on the campus of the complex. Or if you think about with Williamsport, where they've got dormitories there, slightly different situation because in Williamsport, they're not trying to make money off of the players and the families. But hey, again, this is the business of baseball. This is why I've specialized and I focused on this one area for this section. And so it was lofty goals, and slowly but surely they were adding new elements to get this complex finished and get the complex to reach its final vision. They brought in a USL League One soccer team called the Northern Colorado Hailstorm FC, who are, they're still operating. I think I even saw them practicing on the fields, which I don't think they were supposed to be doing, but moving on. There was a college-sized stadium for accommodating 2,500 seats. As I said, a hotel, and they're, in addition to a true like minor league stadium for, like I said, 6,500 seats, I think they were hoping that it could possibly even be like somewhat of a concert venue. Like they could accommodate 20,000. They want to do like a Warp Tour or something like that. That would be a way of bringing in some additional revenue. They had an indoor bubble where they had some pickleball leagues, indoor soccer. There's some softball that went on there in the wintertime. So that was another way of generating some revenue. But they had just nothing but headaches, heartbreaks, setbacks all throughout this process. Last year, I decided to go and check out one of their games. 2023 was their first season. I went last year in 2024, and no minor league stadium. They were playing on the college-sized stadium, which accommodated, well, according to what I just read in my notes, 2,500. It seemed like it wasn't that many. I don't think they were able to fit that many seats in. The fencing was a far too thick fencing, and so the visuals were really bad on that. It was fine. It was a baseball. It was a professional baseball game. The scoreboard seemed like it was very far away. Quality was, you know, so. Again, if this was a college stadium, more than it was supposed to be a professional team, as they were advertised as, it wouldn't be as much of an issue. But it was at least better than their opening night in 2023, which was an absolute disaster. They couldn't get the lights on. First day as part of the community, first day to make an impression, to say, hey, you've got to come back to so many more of these games. And they couldn't get the lights on. Had to cancel. Worst possible thing you could imagine. And so there's just been a series of these kind of things. And the Future Legends Complex filed for bankruptcy. It was dismissed. And so Windsor's not getting paid. And citing safety concerns from the town of Windsor, they issued a restraining order to ban public use of the stadium. So the town can't even use the dome for pickleball leagues or volleyball. You can't play on any of the baseball fields, which there were tons of youth games going on there. Those were built for the town. Like Windsor said, hey, we'll do this for you if you do that for us. And everybody wins, right? Because this is ultimately supposed to improve the community. And those promises, unfortunately, you know, haven't been met. They haven't been fulfilled in any way. So on Monday, the Pioneer Baseball League's board of directors accepted the resignation of the Northern Colorado Owls Baseball Club in the league. They are no more. And they've also accepted the entry of a new team, the Colorado Springs Sky Sox. They are going to complete the Owls 2025 season. So long live the Sky Sox. They brought in I think this is their new manager, because boy, oh boy, it was hard to find any information on the Northern Colorado Owls. And I talked to a lot of people in Northern Colorado and to the Denver baseball community, and a lot of them didn't even know they were running a team. I think they were playing at a park in Fort Collins.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
A professional team playing at a local park. So I think they now have a new field manager in Demet Hook. You remember Dimitri Young? Yes, he is now the manager. Keep an eye out for him down in Colorado Springs when they play. Pitching coach, former Rocky for a minute, Ray King. Pretty neat. They're actually playing in Grand Junction right now. So you've got Grand Junction Jackalopes, formerly Grand Junction Rockies, against the Colorado Springs Sky Sox. That's pretty wild. Pretty cool. Pretty cool that the Sky Sox are back. They're going to finish their games at Block Tickets Park, which as UC Health Park at one point, Security Service Stadium, or just Security Service Field. Regardless, if you're down in Colorado Springs, you're going to get baseball pretty much every day between the Rocky Mountain Vibes and then the other half of the schedule, which will be the Colorado Springs Sky Sox. So can the Rocky Mountain Vibes still wear their Colorado Springs Sky Sox jerseys that they have for like the weekends? What's going on with that? Doesn't matter. Happy for Colorado Springs. Hoping that when baseball expands, when Major League Baseball expands and there's going to be 8 new minor league teams, Colorado Springs can get its act together and get minor league baseball back. I don't know if I touched on it in the expansion episode for, it was 2 hours long. You can get that over on YouTube on the Rockies Insider channel, talking about all the different expansion sites for Major League Baseball. But there's a chance with 8 new minor league teams, 2 at each level, maybe the Sky Sox could squeeze in into the Texas League. They're pretty far from Amarillo, Texas. That would be the closest team. Actually, it's tied in distance. They're both about, maybe 6 hours away from Wichita and Amarillo. So it might be a little bit far, because that's mostly a bus league, if not entirely a bus league. And they'd really have to play their cards right, I think, to get back on the map as a AAA club. Because some of the issues, besides the stadium itself down in Colorado Springs, was also the airport. Teams were flying into Denver and then busing down to Colorado Springs because of the issues with the airport. So some of those things, I think, have been worked on. And a downtown stadium, possibly, and one that has some great views of the mountains, get Colorado Springs back on the map as a minor league town. What does that mean for the Isotopes? Because you also can't take a minor league team or start a minor league team within a certain radius of a major league club. And so if you're going to do that, you can't have Colorado Springs Sky Sox being a AAA affiliate for the Las Vegas A's or the new team in Salt Lake City. You can't have that. So, all right, Salt Lake City becomes an expansion team. Isotopes moves to Salt Lake City, Colorado Springs Sky Sox. The AAA version is back, AAA affiliate of the Rockies. I'm good with that. Or again, if they are AA Texas League, then the Yard Goats are gone. But You know, as much as people like the Yard Goats, how many Rockies fans have even been to a Yard Goats game? If you have, props to you. If you have, this isn't a knock on you. This is me patting you on the back saying, hey, you did it. But most Rockies fans have never gone to a Yard Goats game, and they probably never will. And it's because they're 2,000 miles to the east. You're going to go out there to root for laundry? I mean, you already do, right? We all do it in some form or fashion. But, you know, the Yard Goats, cool. It was fun for a while. But, you know, the relationship between the Rockies and the Yard Goats all the way over into the Eastern League, I think it would be a little bit more benefit to have a team in the Texas League. The Rockies used to in the Tulsa Drillers. So maybe that'll happen again. Maybe. We'll see. Remember these names for later. Last little bit before I get out of here, talking about the business of baseball. This is the business of prospects, because one of the interesting things when it comes to developing prospects is each level gets progressively more difficult. You know that out there already. But there are players who make a lot of noise in the low levels of the minors who still have such a long way to go, and you just never know. So I'm going to give you a couple names that we just don't know about. And we might not hear from these guys in Denver for 5 more years because they're playing in the Dominican Summer League. But they're making noise, and it'll be interesting to put a little pin in this and say, will any of them make their mark? Will any of them be a big leaguer? Because so far, they're playing really well. A lot of 17, 18-year-old kids. You got righty Kevin Martinez, who has a 1.16 ERA, 4-0 record in 23 innings pitched. He's only issued one walk over his 5 starts, striking out 19. Strikeout-to-walk ratio, that's a big one. We know that that can predict future success. At this low level, though, still far too early. Infielder, outfielder, Roldy Brito. He ranks among Arizona Complex League leaders in homers, where he's tied for 2nd with 5. Walks, he's tied for 7th with 22. And his OPS is 1087. Pretty good for the 18-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. Wilmer Paulino, he's got 6 saves in the Arizona Complex League. He also has 5 wins, so he's been in there in a lot of close contests. 16 relief outings for the 19-year-old who has a 3.24 ERA. Don't like that as much. But saves, wins, good for you in those big spots. And then the biggest name to keep an eye out for right now is a guy who has won the Dominican Summer League Player of the Week for back-to-back weeks. That's Christian Arguelles from the DSL Rockies. He's only 17 years old. He's from Venezuela. We know there's a lot of great Venezuelan players who've made an impact for the Rockies over the year. 538 batting average over the final week of June. So he has been great. He leads the Dominican Summer League in batting average at 476, slugging, OPS, hits, total bases, and tied for first with 12 extra base hits. It's one of the reasons why he's the organization's hitter of the month for June. Can't recall how many Dominican Summer League players have won the organizational player of the month, either as a pitcher or as a hitter for the Rockies. It's very rare, maybe one a season tops. Partially because, look, there's a lot of players who might be deserving of recognition and might be deserving of being a finalist if you're going to go so far and make a depth chart. But there's not a ton that do that because those players are so far away. But Christian Arguelles, fantastic. Played so fantastic that he earned the Hitter of the Month award. McCabe Brown earns it on the pitcher side with his 1.47 ERA in 4 starts with Hartford. Keep an eye out on him as he is somebody that we could see debuting for the Rockies within the next year. We'll see. At Patrick D. Lyons, at Patrick D. Lyons MLB, Rockies Insider channel on YouTube, the Rockies Insider newsletter, you name it, check it out. Appreciate all the support and sticking around. But the momentum you've provided me today, unfortunately, it's only as good as my next show. So, of course, I'll talk to you then.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.